Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you on this beautiful day?
Yeah, we've had quite a few sunny days all of a sudden.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, nice to see the sun. Always makes you feel better. Even me.
Does?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I'm waiting.
Don't you notice the difference?
you are a lot more cheerful
right,
this morning.
It is Saturday, June 5th, 2021. It is 10:03 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, that it'll be on after the sporting event. Mm-hmm. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning, live streaming from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you'll be all set. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on archives, and if you want to replay a show or you want to, catch up with a show that you missed, they're all there. You're able to listen to any show you'd like to listen to. Also, finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, we had some economic news this week.
Really?
Yeah. Jobs, 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 jobs. And once again, the analysts were so off and they don't, nobody questions them why they could be off. So, and again, I only listened to CNBC about it, Pete. And, so they had them all. Rick Santelli had it within 9,000. He was right. He was a low guy. And all the rest of them said, well, last month it was unexpectedly low, so we think it's going to be high. I just don't understand.
Well, that's why I don't pay attention to much of anything anymore, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, no, listen, I understand. It's one of my pet peeves over the last year.
It is what it is. And, unfortunately, at times, not quite as much now, but there used to be really significant reactions to all this stuff.
But they did talk about and unemployment dropped to 5.8. Hourly wages went up, which is positive, but that's just showing that they have to pay more to get workers. I've spoken to a couple different people that run businesses over the last, I do my own little research. And, they said yesterday I was talking to a gentleman. He said, I didn't have trouble bringing back my employees, but attempting to hire somebody new is, it's impossible. They just haven't been able to get it.
Oh, no. And you know the government or whoever keeps denying that this extra payment that's out there.
This article too, it says health care and child care, which I can understand. But prior to the pandemic, people did stuff.
Look, I go up and down. I live near Transit Road, and every business has got signs up. Some of them hiring all sorts of people.
Right.
You know, 6-7 different areas they want to fill up. Come on now. You're telling me it's, you know.
Well, one of the things, the big job increases was in hospitality.
Was it really?
But some of the lower paying jobs, there wasn't an increase. And and that's obviously, you know, until.
I
think there's 25 states.
It's at least that. It's at least that. It might be 30 now.
Yeah.
It should be all of them. There's a lot of things I could get upset about, but I get thrown off the air. But anyway.
Well, there are positives.
I'd be getting thrown off the air.
I didn't say that.
What are you implying here? But, and plus with inflation, maybe I know you disagree, but inflation's here to stay.
Yeah, I disagree.
What's going to happen is every restaurant and so forth is raising their prices, okay? And they have to.
Right.
Because they can't believe what the price of food is.
Yeah, you told me.
And they're not going to lower them, okay? Even when the price of food comes down. You have the menu. There it is. That's what you're going to pay, all right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the way it's always been. I've never seen restaurants lower their prices. If you have, let me know.
Ever. I have.
You have.
So I want you to rest comfortably tonight, though, and let you know that the G7 nations this morning.
Oh, that was dumb.
Agreed to a minimum corporate tax rate of
15%. I started laughing.
Right, they're going after the Irish.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. They're going. That is a racist, nationalist,
racist, right.
Something.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
They're going
racist
after the Irish because it's 12.5% there.
I laughed. Because I read the headline. Once again, you just read the headline. Oh, my God. And then you go read it 15%. I said, come on now. You're making a big deal out of this.
Oh, they're making the hugest. Oh. Janet Yellen is
this is unbelievable.
The president is.
Leave me alone. This world is sick. Anyway, give us a call, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. I'm going to go first to Tom in North Tonawanda.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning,
good morning,
sir. How are you?
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fabulous.
I
feel very good, and I'm glad you asked. Thank you. I don't know about grouchy, but...
I'm staying out of this. Forget.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. That's
first,
two of
us. We got to check on MPC, Marathon Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
MPC, well, the sector's been hot, that's for sure.
Smoking.
Well, I got news that they want to buy my shares. I mean, they want to steal my shares.
They want to steal them?
63.67 on the close.
And what do they want to pay you for it?
Between 56 and... No, between 53 and 66.
Oh, it's a Dutch auction.
Is it a Dutch auction?
Yes.
I never participate in Dutch auctions.
I've never had
ever.
Either.
And bottom line is, I don't think you should. And normally, the Dutch auction's positive for the price of the stock. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's taking shares off the market.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I want no part of it because they did the same thing with Caesars for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, a lot of people get into it and, I forgot what the process is, but, they'll take the lowest prices, something that people offer to pay or whatever, or the highest. I can't remember how the heck it works. It's been so long ago.
Well, there are some people that have odd amount of shares, don't want to pay a commission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you pay. I mean, I don't remember the last time I charged a commission.
But I remember you picked the price you're willing to sell for.
Right. Right.
And then...
There's all different caveats to them.
Yeah. I forget totally how it works, but if you look it up, you'll see it isn't worth the trouble. So.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to participate. Because,
right.
They own all these speedways around here.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one I want you to check on is MU.
MU.
Micron Technology.
know, it's interesting. They're saying, you know, big shortage of chips and so forth and so on. And I wonder, you know, back in the bubble, you know, 1999, 2000, they were all going at the same time. You know, this is never going to end with the chips and the, you know, the technology stocks. And know what it turned out? Because everybody was having a hard time getting chips, they all stockpiled them. And nobody knew they had chips all over the place, and then the whole thing fell apart. And I don't know if that's true this time, but we shall see.
Well, the Chinese, apparently, that's who's getting the blame for hoarding all the chips. I don't know if that's true either.
Yeah, but that'd be different, a little bit different than what happened back then. But but you got to realize, you know, when people start getting long lead times and so forth, they order way more. You know.
Yeah, 83.75 on the close on MU Micron Technology.
Yeah, it hasn't been looking that great. You know, it got hit with the rest of the semiconductor stocks, and you know, it still has a price objective of 96, which is the old high. I would only reevaluate. Say if it got down to 76, then I'd reevaluate it.
Yeah, and I think Nvidia's the cream of the crop in that area.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
What are they doing to my Alibaba?
Alibaba, stay away from Chinese stuff. Oh, my God. You know, they're going to ban... How many did he ban from being listed? 59 Chinese stocks or something? Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, well...
219.92.
Yeah, it's hanging on for dear life. The downside objective is 168, and I would reevaluate now if it dropped to, say, 204.
Although down here, there's been some decent buying opportunities.
I
haven't
agree.
Looked at it.
There's bottom fishers, but you know what's going on in China, plus with Biden now shutting a lot of these companies out. You know, Baba, I can't see how he can say that's a national defense issue. But you never know. You know.
Isn't he the richest guy in China?
Well, he is. Until they take all his money away from him. You know, so.
They're trying, but
they're trying hard.
He's got some squirreled away somewhere.
Okay.
So I mean, this is a bottom fisher. It's in an area, you know, bottom fishers are playing. But if it dropped to 204, you might see that 168 eventually. You know, so.
Okay, I'm back in my Chewy again. I made them on the first bunch. And now I picked up Petco, WOOF.
Well, that's all I read all over the place now. People are saying, you know, pet care stocks and so forth and so on. You know, they're kind of economically
protected
because people do anything for their pets.
Yeah, 2209. So.
And what's the symbol on that again?
Woof.
WOOF. Woof, really? Woof.
Woof.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Can't imagine.
No. What we could come up with for names for companies that if there was like that. Oh, God.
Yeah, see, okay. there isn't that much of a price history on it.
You know, because it's new.
Yeah, it's new. You know, it's a little below the 200-day at 2362, the 50 days at 23. So you want to see it start holding here. So if you did buy it around here, you know, this is where you want it to hold.
I already have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay.
Anything I ask you about, I have.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, so if it holds here, you know, above this, it's close, you know, in this area, okay. And if it holds, you have a price objective of, you know, based on the charting method of 37. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Peter, I know everybody likes credit cards, so I got SYF.
SYF.
Synchrony Financial.
Yeah, let's see. Let's take a look at that.
Got it at 25.
Not bad. Running. This thing was as low as what? 12.5 2020.
Close at 49.
I keep trying to want to go back to the 19s. You know, maybe that. get away from what's going on these days. But anyway, Yeah, I mean, very strong. It's, you know, solid uptrend. It's exceeded all price objectives. And the 200 days, 35. 50 mm-hmm. days, 43. So ideally, I'd like to see it, you know, long term, definitely stay above the 200-day, 35. But I'd like to see it stay above the 50-day, which right now is about 43. So I'd only reevaluate probably at 43 and see what's going on under 43.
Okay. Now, one of my steel mills, I don't know that much about it. It's TMST.
Yeah, good little Timken, yeah. They used to be a great company. I haven't really followed them for years there. They always made, ball bearings, Timken ball bearings.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would stick with this, no question about it. You know, it's a quiet, solid, straight uptrend, you know, and actually since about September 2020, it hasn't even given a simple simple sell signal.
Mm-hmm. Close at 1503.
Yeah.
Timken Steel.
Yeah. And, you know, it looks like it could be headed, you know, up to the, you know, possibly the 20 area. And 50 days at about 13, where the close, yeah. So, you know, watch that 13 area. If it dropped below 13, then, you know, think about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How about Red Rock Resorts?
What is
R-R-R.
It?
R-R-R.
R-R-R.
3 hours.
That one makes sense. Red Rock Resorts. Mm-hmm. They used to all make sense once upon a time. But Red Rock, boy, that's flying, just flying, just flying. I think the cover story in Barron's is all about casinos and how Vegas is bouncing back. I don't know where these guys are located, but you know, very strong.
Red Rock.
In Red Rock. Where the heck is Red Rock?
4512.
Where is Red Rock?
It's in the United States.
Okay.
Well, I think it's in Colorado. Or I'm thinking it's in Colorado.
Is it? Yeah, well.
Peter, what horse are you going to bet on today?
What's that?
What horse are you going to bet on today?
Belmont. Belmont's saying.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
I like the 7. I like Rock Your World.
Rock Your World. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't play the horse. I play the jockey.
All right.
You know why?
Why?
Jockey. The horse has a lot of money. The jockey has to eat.
There you go.
Okay.
I see.
For today.
Okay. I see they suspended that.
Baffert.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah.
They didn't take the money away yet. But
no. Yeah. But that's a mess. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good talking to you guys.
Thank you.
All
for
right.
Calling.
Good talking to you. Have
okay,
a good weekend.
Take care.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank okay.
You.
Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. Very easy to get in right now. Number is 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. 401. Or if for some reason you don't want to be on the radio, you can use our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You can ask a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with it. So what are we doing? We got anybody at the chat box? Yeah, you're nodding your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could hear the noise.
Okay.
So a person says, I'm up so much in my taxable risk account. I want to take some risk and buy some prudent risk stocks. Per above recommendations from the audience and review by Peter and David, please look at request comment from listeners for me. And these are cybersecurity stocks. So there's a number of them.
Okay.
We shall take them uno at a time. And that's one, in case you want to know.
Okay.
Hack. HACK, which is a
ETF, right?
Okay.
It's an ETF.
All right, show off.
Which is, yes, well, it's a good way to play, you know, that you don't get stuck with some company that gets hacked.
You need to, that's not even funny, but you need to do your research in these to see what percentages and which ones. There's a number of them. And,
with any ETF. Right.
Right.
Because you may be buying only really three stocks that
right.
are the top holdings, you know.
Correct.
Yep. Very good. You're getting better and better.
You know? I'm teaching.
I think you can come back next week.
You
know, but right now, yeah. I mean,
is it a threat or a promise?
It's a nice chart. Potential price objective around 70, and the 200 days at 53, the 50 days 56. So we'd be looking at, you know, the 53 area or so.
For support?
For support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, risk reward looks pretty decent here right now, and I'd reevaluate under 53. Next.
Zscaler, ZS is the symbol, and for those Americans, ZS. Closed at
what?
185.
You're kidding, 80. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
And this
does...
is an interesting industry, obviously, because of everything going on.
Yep. Doesn't look that great. So don't know what to say.
Not my fault. All right, next one is...
Okay,
you're thinking. I didn't see the smoke.
The price objective is bearish at 170.
Wow.
And there's very strong support down in the, say the 164, 166 area.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably stay away for now, which means it'll probably take off and go to the moon. But you know, based on the chart, doesn't look particularly great, but it's in the trading range between 160 and 192.
Yeah. Now, is this a newer company?
Yeah, it is. I forgot when it came out, but you know, it's newer. Yeah.
Right, right.
No, not new, but right, newer. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
2 week lows. Yeah. Okay. Next one is Palo Alto Network, PANW.
That used to be everybody's favorite.
357.35.
And I never paid attention. Look where it is. I can't believe it.
You should look at them before you talk.
Yeah, I know.
Should say, I've liked this one forever.
My mouth keeps working, you know. I can't shut it off, but anyway.
Unfortunately. No, I didn't.
It's another one. I mean, I don't know what's wrong in the cybersecurity area here. You know, I don't really know. It doesn't make sense with everything that's going on with the ransomware. Maybe because they got way ahead of themselves. I mean, you know, here's a stock that was way down. I remember when this was in the single digits, really. But
no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, this is my other lifetime. But
yeah.
But last
217 is a 52 week.
Yeah, last year it was down around 142 that I can see, and you know, look how much it's come up. So I think these are all in consolidations, you know, and this one's got a consolidation zone between say 312 and 372, and you know, you play it accordingly, you know. I would only consider buying it, really, if it went up to, unless you've done a lot of research into it, and we haven't said do your own research, but
yes, we
and,
do.
And you feel very strongly, then you could set up a plan for it, you know, and you feel confident it's going to break out of this trading range, but it would break out of the trading range if it went to 376. Otherwise, it's in a trading range, 312 to 372. Okay.
All right. Telray, TLRY, 1880.
That's a pot stock. Is it TLRY, right? Tilray,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
he's looking to take some risk. I read it as though he just wants to lose money. I'm up so much.
Well, you know, I don't understand, you know, like, it's funny. It's like when marijuana got legalized in Canada. That was a top. And they all just tanked after that and down. And now they got all this, you know, stuff being approved in different states. It may be national, who knows. And nobody's overly excited.
It's a Canadian company.
Yeah, I know. So. And a lot of people say, not a lot of people, but some people say. That
one person.
Yeah. Not me, but it's... that you should look at the American companies.
Oh, right.
Buy American.
Agree.
No. But basically,
Mr. Biden.
They think there's more opportunity, you know. So, you know, this ran up, and boy, it had a bad day on Friday. I don't know why. You see any news on that at all?
Let me try.
But anyway.
Get rid of the smoke and mirrors here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's trying.
No.
And... always one that the trading rooms love. 200 days at 14, the 50 days at 18, closed at 1880. So if it can hold here, you might have a shot at it.
So could it be that the meme players have gotten out of the pot stocks and they're into the AMCs?
Well, it's a good thing you brought that up, because those meme stocks, all of a sudden, out of the blue, will come back to life, you know. And it's like that song, Atlantic City, right? Where everything that dies someday might come back, right? So anyway...
I've never heard of that
song. Never heard that? Listen to it. It's a great song, Atlantic City.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
FireEye, F-E-Y-E.
But everybody keeps pumping that one.
1892. They're pumping it sideways, it looks like.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the whole group, it doesn't make sense, but...
We should be buying them, right?
Yeah, I guess. This is, you know, like out of favor. Yeah, it looks not great.
Yeah.
Which means these will probably be your best bets. You know,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an out-of-favor player, I mean, you know, the downside objective is 13. It's really in a trading range right now between 18 and 21. So if you weren't going to take a I'm not going to say that. It's not funny. But if you want to take a shot at it, you can, you know, take a shot at it.
Right, and there's always something. You can always look at the ETFs, but that's where you want to do your own research,
right,
and see what they own.
Yeah, I mean, if it dropped below, say, 16.5 or so, I'd probably reevaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wait for it to break out of this trading range, which is, you know, about, as I said, 18 to 21.
Okay.
Yep, that's it. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning to both of you guys.
Thank you.
So nice to hear you again.
This is Art the comedian.
Well, it's nice to be able to be heard.
Art said that would a cat stock symbol be meow?
Because of that wolf, you know?
He laughs at his own jokes. That's all right. That's very funny. That was good.
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought.
It's okay. I laugh at my own jokes, too, because nobody else does. So go ahead.
Yeah. Art doesn't have
I have two funds I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. One, both I own. First one is an IRA. Fidelity Capital and Income, FAGIX. It pays quarterly a small dividend, and I've been holding it for many years.
That's a big surprise.
Well, you know, once I get into some of the IRAs, I don't switch unless I transfer.
I mean, this one looks great. I mean, what can you say? I mean, it hasn't been affected by any of the interest rate talks or inflation or anything. I'd be sticking with it. You know, I'd say I'd probably... Where to close at?
11.17.
Probably around 10, I'd reevaluate it.
Right.
Yeah, it's got about 3.4% SEC yield, and so far this year it's up 7.1%.
Yep.
Last year up 10.25, 18 point. I can go forever.
Oh. Yeah, nice income fund so far. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love it. The second item would be BNY Mellon, Bank of New York Mellon. High yield fund, and this I have outside an IRA, DPLTX.
Whoop! What is that?
D as in dog, PLTX. The D was because originally this was a Dreyfus fund.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that threw me off completely. I thought I was not hearing things properly here. Another one looks. Look at this thing goes up, 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 up. What can you say? I probably closed that. 6.15, it looks like, and probably maybe somewhere under 6 I'd reevaluate it, but it's been steadily up. Yep.
Yeah, those are two good funds.
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah, you did good.
Yeah. One of the things I think that, I don't know if you know, the reason I like to be like a bottom fisher and pay look at stocks that are low in price is because I always felt that I could buy more. You know, I could buy 1,000 or a couple of thousand if it's under $10 or $15 a share, whereas if it's something that's 250 or 300, you know, I don't want to invest and buy 100 shares of that and tie up tens of thousands of dollars.
You don't have to buy 100 shares.
I know, I can buy slices.
You can buy, well.
You can go buy one share of Amazon.
You can buy 20 shares, 30
shares.
You can
buy one share.
You can buy it. I talked to you about this all the time.
But we won't go through it.
Right, but it's percentage. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all individual thing. You know, personally, I don't think you should care what price a stock trades at.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
The other item, B.B. Blackberry made a good article in Barron's saying it's the second blast off of the year, and it was up $3.79 for the week. And I missed out because I was looking at it when it was 7 and 8, and I just didn't pull the plug on that.
Trigger.
Well, once again, that's a meme stock, okay?
What does MEME stand for? Anything particular?
Meme is stuff that is...
People making fun of.
No.
Yeah.
No, but what's a meme is, it becomes a meme when it's distributed all over the place.
Right.
Okay.
But it's,
and
they're making
and people,
fun of these things.
People jump on it, you know, and, memes happen all over the place, you know, like if you start a advertising campaign or a product or something like that, and you put a little jazz to it, you know, and now
element
all of a sudden,
of a culture, you know, or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another.
Right. Yeah, passed on now through
especially, you know, imitation, a humorous, as I said,
and then it is humorous, you know, especially in the case of Doji, you know. But so watch yourself. I mean, the bottom line is it moved up. You know, the company is no longer what they were.
A phone system.
Okay. Yeah, they're not phones. They're into other things right now.
Software, I think.
Yeah, and, but like I say, who knows with these
stocks. They're reinventing themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, if these guys get on these things, depending on what the short interest is, and there's also something called the gamma squeeze, which is a neat little trick that somebody comes in the week of expiration and buys a ton of calls, which they did on AMC.
Right.
And because of it, in most cases, the calls are created by the option maker. You know, they're not buying from other people. And the option maker has to, what do you do when you slide off your risk? What do you call that? You know.
Piece it off.
No, hedge it. You know,
hedge it.
In other words, if somebody had come in, they bought $60,000, 60,000 calls, way out of the money on AMC, okay?
Yeah.
Now the option maker's forced to give him those calls, okay? And he hedges it by having to buy the stock, all right? So now you got a stock in a short squeeze, and 60,000 calls, if you do all the math and everything, means they had to rush out and buy 480,000 shares of AMC.
Right, if they wanted to hedge their position.
Which they have to. They have to. They always do. They always do.
Yeah, AMC closed up $21.79.
Yeah, that's why. So it's a short squeeze and a gamma squeeze.
All right. I don't like to get squeezed. So.
Yep, there you go.
Is that BlackBerry? That's a Canadian company?
Yep.
And it trades still on the stock exchange through brokers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it always has, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, you guys have been wonderful. Don't forget your one-minute break should be coming up.
All right.
Well,
thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Thanks, Willard.
You should have let us into that.
I'm watching my clock on the computer.
Very good. We appreciate the reminder.
Our executive producer.
Because somebody else would be notifying us about it, right? So,
I got an upgrade.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. If people will stay on the line, we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Joe in Cheektowaga. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Top shelf information always.
Okay. Appreciate that.
I have three that I presently own. The first one that I'd like your opinion on is Alcoa.
Alcoa. Let me take a look.
AA is the symbol, right?
AA, AA. Been that for decades.
Yeah, 38, 84 on the close.
Yeah, now what'd you say? Did you say you owned it? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, it's had a beautiful run. You could have bought this thing for 5.5 last year and closed at, what, 38.84, and the 50 days at 36. I would only reevaluate if it dropped to, say, 34. And I would like to see it, you know, do a new breakout to 43, which would, you know, send it on its way again. So that's what I would do with it.
Okay. The second one is Arconic, ARNC.
ARNC? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Arconic, what are they? I never heard of them. Huh.
They're a company. 37.
Another metals. Well, all I can say is you're in the right sector, all right? Because, you know, metals, materials have been hot, you know, and, you know, based on economic growth and so forth. Just had a major breakout. And take this, you know, with a grain of salt, but the price target based on the charting method is 65. And I would only reevaluate, say, if it dropped under 31.
Okay.
And you had one more, you said?
Yes, this is Howmet Aerospace. It's the symbol is HWM.
HWM. Okay. Well, that's nice. You're introducing us to some new symbols there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. You know, that's we've always said our listeners really make the show because we get people call in with great stocks. You know, I mean,
it's a great
another one that's done
3520 on the close.
Yeah, done exceptionally well. Last year was 9.5, and once again, you know, for what it's worth, the target based on the charting method's 53. And, you know, I would say it would only reevaluate, say, if it dropped under, say, 30 to 32, you know.
Okay.
And that's it. You had a couple of good stocks there.
Well, I hope some of your listeners take advantage of it.
Yep, it happens at times. We'll have somebody sometimes even call years later and say, somebody mentioned this stock and I've had it all this time, and boy, I did well.
Would you consider would you consider the first two industrials?
Steel
that would
company,
be Alcoa and Arconic.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your advice.
All right.
Okay.
Call again.
Take care.
Good luck.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye now. Okay.
Before we go to the next one, somebody in the chat box asked about how stock charts determines price objective.
You have to learn point and figure charting method.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a point and figure charting target approach, and if you go to stock charts, they have a whole educational section on that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Nick in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
I want to talk about one of David's favorite stocks to get.
It doesn't begin with an A, does it?
No,
this
is a oil National
company.
Fuel.
Yeah.
Oh,
I knew where he was going.
You did? I didn't.
Well, I had an idea.
Okay.
So several years ago, I bought it at 56, bought 20 shares at 56.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then a couple years later, I bought 20 shares at 43.
Right.
And yesterday, it closed at 52 and change.
Yeah, it came back
if
to...
Yeah. If I were to sell it, say I sold half my position,
mm-hmm.
how would they determine which of those shares
sell? There's two things. If you don't specify, it's considered first in, first out, okay?
Or FIFO.
FIFO. So which one did you buy first? At what price? 53.
You bought
right?
the higher price.
So that's the one they would consider you sold. Okay.
Right. Or you can have your broker indicate yourself
right.
that you want to sell.
I want to sell this specific one purchased on this day.
Right. right. You can do that.
So you can either specify, but if the one you do want to sell is the 53 one, then you will automatically. So you know that'll be the one they'll take into account.
Right, and it should show on your statement, but, you know, the
right.
date you purchased.
Yeah, which one did you want to sell?
I'm not ready to sell yet because it keeps.
Oh, okay, but if you were to sell one, which one would you want to sell? I would assume.
Well, I would sell the
higher
probably
one.
Probably sell the lower one and take the profit.
Well, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You're just saving yourself some taxes at this point until
right.
the other ones. But.
I understand there's not a lot of shares, so it's not a
right.
big deal.
Yeah, but still, yeah. Money's money, but I'll tell you.
Right. It was just a procedure in case I
right.
sell my 100 shares of Amazon or something.
Right. Okay.
But second of all, since David doesn't like it, what do you think? You think I should hang on to it? It's been going up pretty good in the last month or so.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you know, take this for what it's worth. The price target's 80 based on the charting method, okay? But, you know, it has a lot of resistance once you go up into the mid to high 50s, 60 area. But I would stick with it right now. You know, probably if I had a guess, they're benefiting from the higher natural gas prices.
Unbelievable! You
right.
are you
big
are
guess.
So
big guess,
sharp.
Right?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah, I would think too. So hang on to it and see what happens once it gets into the, you know, a little higher into the 50s.
Just
and 60s.
Get ready to
see
sell.
How it starts acting.
If get a game plan.
Right, and if it ever you know gets above 61. Then 80 might not be far-fetched, but keep a close eye on it.
You're going to see OPEC starting to open up the spigots.
What, the natural gas? They have nothing to do
well,
with
no,
that.
But they trade
They opened up the spigots a little.
You watch.
We'll see.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, that has nothing to do with national fuel gas.
It does, but no. That's okay.
But thank you for the information. I'll be on the alert. So
all right.
Okay.
Well, it's good that you averaged down. That was a good idea. That worked well for you.
Very
good.
Well. Yep.
Glad.
Yes.
Happy for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're quite welcome. Have a good weekend. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Go next to Joe in Boston. Good morning.
How are you doing on this beautiful day?
Beautiful.
Well, yeah.
And
off
you,
to,
I
off
hope
to
you
a good
too.
Start.
Yeah, I got one stock, P-E-L-L.
What was that symbol? I'm sorry.
P as in Tom.
Okay.
E-L-L.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And what do you think I typed? D-E-L-L.
So it closed at $4.93, and that's Tellurian. It's an oil and gas company.
Ah,
right.
Right area, that's for sure. I've not
They're
much.
In the LNG, stuff like that.
Liquefied natural.
Yeah, came back from the dead. It was 75 cents a couple of times, or maybe a little bit lower, between 50 and 75 back in last year. And it is what you would say roaring at this point. A lot of resistance now as you get up into the 6.5 area. So, you know, keep a close eye in here.
Yeah, I've been buying it on the dips.
Wow.
But
yep.
It's been a little volatile lately.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And like I say, that resistance may not mean anything, but it's, you know, fairly recent, not 2019, 2020. So keep an eye on that area. You know, pay closer attention now as it gets into that, 6 to 7 area.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to be on the radio, you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Also, I'd like to go back to that gamma squeeze.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a very nice free newsletter, okay, and website called theprofittakeover.com. That's theprofittakeover.com. And if you go to their page and you click on reports, you can go down and you sign up for the website and for the newsletter. And also, he has an approach, which I haven't looked into. I just kind of found this the other day, asymmetrical trading or something. And
Can you say that on the air?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay.
But unless I got bleeped out, I don't know. But you know, if you go there, they also have – he does options recommendations based on this approach, you know. And, you know, check it out. It's interesting. I have no interest in it, but just found it and looks kind of interesting. And it does – cover a lot, like the AMC thing and a lot of the GameStop and so forth, what was going on. And as I say, you know, you could learn a lot of things that are going on there. And, and like I say, a gamma squeeze is something I'd heard about, but he gave a good explanation
of it. Good, good. Yep. And as Cy Sims used to say, an educated consumer
is
their best customer.
There you go.
Anyway, somebody on the chat box is looking to sell a couple stocks, but the one symbol I can't find it. The other one is PETS, P-E-T-S, which closed at 3270. That's Pet Med Express.
Pet Med Express, another pet stock.
He's looking to sell. Where should he sell it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it based for a long time in the 28 area. Looks like a nice up day on Friday. You know, the pet area is a strong sector.
Friday it actually closed down.
Oh, did it? Well, why is it showing that went up on Friday? What did it close at?
3270.
Really? Boy, yeah. It must have reversed or something.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, holy cow. Yeah, I don't know. It's not acting particularly great, but, I mean, it's been basing forever and ever and ever. Do your research, see if there's anything specifically going on, why this is being kept down.
Yeah, it's a meme stock.
Is it?
Yeah, it's considered one of the meme stocks.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Where should I sell? If it's a meme stock, you never know. And if you want to believe the price target on the point and figure method, it's 83.
Shares of PetMed Express were also sharply lower. Online pharmaceutical provider for pets saw a similar jump on Wednesday, but in this case it was Wall Street itself that sent the stock going the other direction. Massive short interest. I don't know if you can see what it's on there, but it was downgraded and basically more bark than the bite, Pete.
Yep. So I don't know the answer to that one. I guess if I were looking at it, if you really think you looked into this and, you know, maybe the boys will start running this up or a gamma squeeze will show up, that type of thing. And if you bought a little, you would have to sell potentially at 32, but that's awful close. So, you know, 27 would be the definite out on it, you know, if you want to play this thing.
Yeah, 30% short interest.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they could get this thing going. This is one of these wild game stocks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Other person is looking for some entry points to purchase a couple stocks. One.
Well, going back to this one real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Just previously it ran up to 46 and then crashed back down.
Within a couple days, right?
Right. So, there's the potential if the guys play games on this again, it could go up to 46. But, watch the downside. Okay. Now, where are we?
Somebody's looking to purchase price for CMI. Used to be Cummins Engines, I believe. Closed at 264.22. Now they're just called Cummins.
Great company. Beautiful chart. Steady up, 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 up. Last year was as low as about 102. Closed at 264. That's a nice run. And, the 200 days at 238, okay? So depending on, you know, what research you've done into this and so forth, could it come down to 238? Yeah, possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I would only reevaluate, you know, under that 238 area on the downside. And depending how you feel about this, you could always buy a little.
That's what we say, don't we?
And, and then if it came down toward that area, you could add to it, you know. And, if you did fall... Yeah, maybe 5% under 238, you'd reevaluate it. Yep.
All right. Next one, Wells Fargo. WFC, that is a bank. 4693.
Wells Fargo. That's a bank, really, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's come back to life, too.
You know, Wells Fargo was started in Buffalo.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the wagon train?
Yep. That's when they were the mail delivery.
The mail deliveries, yeah.
I'm still waiting for a letter. Anyway.
Of course, you were around in those days.
I was, yes, I was. Yeah.
Anyway.
I like those horses. Right. Yeah.
Price objective, you know, which was the old high back in 2000, looks like 18 maybe, around 65, 66. And, could be headed back to that area. Next resistance would be probably around 54. And then it could head up to that 60s area. And, financial sector has been one of the strongest sectors, so it's the right sector.
Mm-hmm.
And the 50 days about 44, supports 41. So 41 to 44 should be support. Under 41, I'd reevaluate it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep. William Fargo and Henry Wells.
Yeah, boy.
Henry Wells was the 27th mayor of Buffalo.
You're kidding me.
Would I do that?
I can't believe it.
No, that's why it was founded in Buffalo. Yeah.
Now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And once again, there is a chat box. If you go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, it says Chat and Archives, click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat, type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
All right. We're pretty dry here, Pete.
Well, I'll go back to looking at the sectors, that's always the most important thing, one of the most important things, that's for sure. Strongest sector for the year, still, retail. Second strongest sector, who would have thunk it? Energy, 47% up for the year. And the third best sector is, looks like, believe it or not, financials, which we just mentioned is one of the stronger sectors this year. And then you like to look, who's done the best recently in the last 3 months, looks like the real estate and home builders have been strong in the last 3 months. And, they've been coming on. And, you look at the 6 months, your strongest sector is still retail. Mm-hmm. Still energy second. Still financial. So there you go. Those are the sectors. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Good,
how are you?
I got a question for you, Pete. You're a technical guy. Your opinion on this. When someone is drawing a downtrend line with the 3 points, do you typically use the high, whether it be a daily or a weekly, for your points? Do you usually use the high or the close for the trend line?
The highs.
That's an accepted.
Different people do it different ways. Some say you shouldn't use the highs, especially if it was a big spike high.
Okay.
Which would throw it out of whack. Now, there's a guy that says everybody draws trend lines wrong. You don't draw them left to right. You draw them right to left.
Really?
Yep. And you take a look at that. In other words, say I have a low, okay, and then I have a higher low. I take the last low, draw it to the left, to the next low, and keep going as long as there wasn't a lower low, under that, And he says that's the right way to draw trend lines. So
you're doing a low trend line. You're not doing like.
Oh no no! I'm just saying if you were doing the lows, if you were doing the highs, okay, you do it the same way. You start at the latest high, and go down to the next lower high, okay, and continue. And as long as there's nothing in between that, you have your trend line,
Now is there a higher success rate if it's both the daily and the weekly trend lines are accurate? I mean, like, look at example, General Motors. I bought General Motors. I did the trend lines. I'm getting into this trend line. Take a look at the trend lines of General Motors, the daily or weekly, and it gave you a buy a couple weeks ago, didn't it?
Let me just see. I'm not where you are, but hang on. You have to do this fast. We're coming down to the end.
I agree with you, Vic. Just so there's no dead air.
But, yeah. All right.
But so, Pete's the expert.
All right. So what are you talking about? The daily?
Mm-hmm. Do a daily on General. Yeah, right. That General Motors going back. Trend like probably three, four periods of time. But there you get 3 points, and then there was a breakout.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and now if the weekly jived with that, where you got the same thing doing a weekly, would it?
No, I haven't seen any data on that, to tell you the truth, you know, and I think, you know, the weekly. If I had to guess, if the weekly and daily are compacted a certain way, they'll line up, you know.
Okay. You do dailies though.
Yeah, I mean. In general, it depends what you're trading on. A lot of people say you should use a higher time frame first, you know. So
okay.
I mean, everybody's got a different approach to it, you know.
And
another person says, you know, like if you're drawing a downtrend line, you know, you should draw it off the lows instead of the highs, and then draw a parallel trend line, you know, up above it, and that's your channel, you know.
Well, that would be a descending triangle, though, right?
No, not necessarily. You know.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Play around with it, yep.
I'm always playing.
Okay, all right. Take care, have a good weekend. Okay, well, we made it to the end of the show. It was a busy show, thank God.
Yeah, yep. You're welcome. I keep you going.
Yeah, you do. You know, we appreciate our listeners, our callers, always a lot of good ideas. As Willard says, he likes the show, besides the fact of, you know, being able to provide some information.
Not having to do it, but he likes the show.
But he likes the ideas. He gets ideas, you know, and he used to always write them down, you know, and then look into them. We always say, do your own research. Don't just jump at something because somebody said, oh, yeah, that looks good.
Right.
Yeah, go buy it. No, you know, do your own research. And, you know, always, you know, have somewhat of a plan, you know. And till next week, keep a little powder dry. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.